We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last line of Mem Hei Amud Aleph, continuing the sugyas of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, the Tana Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Bayimenei Rav Shimon bar Rebbe Merevi. Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, asked Rebbe a question. Patzile tomorrow l'Rav Shimon mahu. What's the halacha patzile tomorrow for Rav Shimon? What's patzile tomorrow? Patzile tomorrow are dates that they harvest before the fully ripe, and they put into these baskets made out of like reeds, and in those baskets they become ripe. So the question is, after they're in the baskets, could I eat them or not? What's the question? Is it like regulars with tzimukim or not? On one hand, it's dachya b'yadayim, I put it into these baskets and said, you know, get ripe. But on the other hand, it's a little more royu, it's more royu to eat, because it's almost, you put it in there, it's almost ripe. So it's more royu to eat than regulars with tzimukim. So the question is, if you're Rav Shimon, is that muksa or not? On Malay, so Rebbe answered, "Ein muksa Rav Shimon el groigros v'tzimukim bilvad." The only type of muksa we have for Rav Shimon is groigros v'tzimukim that are not royu. Like Rashi speaks out, the ikatarti. There's two things here: the dachi b'yadayim. First of all, you pushed it away, and second of all, v'loy chazi. It's not royu to eat. As two things, not royu to eat. And just to speak out again, that all these cases that we're handling muksa for Rav Shimon is that it became royu on Shabbos, because that's for sure. Something that's not royu to eat at all is always muksa even for Rav Shimon. A piece of garbage that's not royu to eat is muksa for Rav Shimon as well. It's not royu for behemoth, it's not royu for anything. It's muksa. What we're talking about here, if it became more royu on Shabbos, and the question is, since I zdachi b'dayim, and it wasn't royu to eat, that's why Greg's smukim is muksa. But mashek in this, even when you pushed it away, Erev Shabbos, it was let a little edible, therefore, it will not be muksa. Now, it sounds like from this exchange between Rav Shimon and his father, Rebbe, that Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon asks Rebbe, like, what's the sheet of Rav Shimon? And Rebbe answers, no problem. So it sounds like Rebbe holds like Rav Shimon. Break the more, Rebbe less than Muksa? Does Rebbe hold like Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold a Muksa? Vatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Veya, this is talking about on Yom Tif. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to shecht the animal. And the way it worked is that they gave the animal to drink before they shechted it, because then it's easier to skin. It's easier to skin the animal if it's well hydrated. So the shaila is, are you allowed to take a behemoth that you weren't expecting to use that to shecht? Is that muksa or not? So really, the question is Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda. If you're Rav Shimon, as long as it's royu to shecht, that's not muksa. According to Rav Yehuda, at the beginning of Shabbos, the plan on this behemoth was for something else, like we had before, it's like made for plowing, then I can't use it for shechting. So there's a Mishnah about this. Mishnah says, "Ein mashkin v'shechtem es medbarius." You cannot give to drink or shecht the animals that are medbarius, which means the animals that are in the deserts, they're in the fields, they're not like in your house, and you have no havamina to shecht it. So now I'll shecht that. But you could give to drink and shech the ones that are in the house. This Mishnah is clear like Rabbi Yehuda. V'tanya, Eilem Midbarius, what's called Midbarius? Because Yoytzes of Pesach, these animals leave a Pesach time, and they come back in Mar Cheshvan. They come back after Sukkot. They leave Pesach, come back after Sukkot. They're out the whole half a year, the whole summer they're out. So they're not expected to be shechted. They're not part of your household. Baisois means every night they come back within the yotchum to come to sleep. Rebbe says, they're both called baisois. Even if they leave Pesach, come back Sukkot, the maisa, they come back, so they're baisois. They pasture in the swamps, they never come back to the yishuv, not in the summer, not in the winter. So what do you see from Rebbe? Rebbe is talking in Rabbi Huda's language over here. He's handling what's called Baisos, what's called Medvarius. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Negeya. Every animal you're allowed to shecht. So since Rebbe is handling if it's what's called a Medvarius, what's called a Baisos, what's called expected to shecht, what's called not expected to shecht, obviously holds a Rabbi Huda. And here Rabbi Shimon is asking his father Rebbe a question, the fear of Shimon. So one of Shach, who's Rebbe hold like? Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Huda. So Gemara has three terutzim. One tarot is that these midbarius, they send to the swamp and sits in the swamp the whole time. That even Rav Shimon will agree it's muksa, because like dachya b'yadayim. Since you sent it out to the swamp and it's very hard to bring it back, like Rashi says, that's called dachya b'yadayim. So one tarot is that even could be like Rav Shimon because dachya b'yadayim. V'boi yisema, another tarot. The dvar of the Rav Shimon ka'ama alei, v'leo le'sfir alei. When Rav Shimon was asking his father, Rebbe, a question. He was asking, Lefid Rav Shimon, not that you hold a Rav Shimon. What's Rav Shimon's shita in this? Not that you hold a Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon come later, let's free later. We don't hold a Rav Shimon. A third malach is that the Braisa in Beya of Baisis and Midbarir is by his name of the Ram Drabana Kamaluhu. That whole Rebbe that's saying there's a difference between the domesticated animals and the ones that are in the field is the Rav Drabana Kamaluhu. Ludi, Rebbe says, less the Muksa Klaus, no Muksa, shecht any animal. Ludhu, for you, Oidelimias, the Hecha, the Yoitzis of Pesach, that it goes out of Pesach. When Nichnas the Ravia and comes back in Cheshvin, the Baisis, you know, that's called the Baisis. Rabban Amru, no, like Midbarius, you know, that's called Midbarius. So it's three Mahalchim, if Rebbe, either Rebbe holds a Rav Shimon and by the Behemoth, that's called Dach V'Yadayim, or Rebbe holds a Rabbanon and his son Rav Shimon is asking him just to pshat in Rav Shimon, or he holds a Rav Shimon and he was talking to the Rabbanon saying, for you at least, it should be called Baisis. Zot Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Avchanan, Amru, they said, the Bnei Yeshiva said, Halacha k'Rav Shimon. They say over from Shem Rav Yechanan, that the Bnei Yeshiva said, we pass like Rav Shimon. So it sounds like Rav Yechanan is passing like Rav Shimon, that there's no muksa. Vayta Gemara, mi Rav Yechanan hachi, is that true Rav Yechanan says that? V'abayi minei ahu saba k'ruya. The certain Saba who came from Kuruya, of Amrila from Suruya, he asked a shayla from Rabbi Yechanan, Kino shatana gerlis ma'ala tutu v'shabes. You have a nest, a chicken nest, a chicken coop, are you looking at matalta on Shabbos? And pashtus the shayla is, since it's set aside for chickens, so that's muksa. And v'chayr, this question is only according to, the only tzad that's your muksa is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's like the chatzoitzris, like a trumpet. Before we don't chalik, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If a trumpet is muksa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this is no use beheter. It's muksa. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, it's not muksa. That's not muksa. So here, this thing, this kina set aside the Tana Gerlis, is it mutal talta not? On Malay, Rabbi Yechon answer klum also all Tana Gerlim. It's only made for Tana Gerlim, so it's also to move on Shabbos. So you see, Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So how could he say Allah Rabbi Shimon? We see from this Shaila that he said that the chicken coop or nest is muksa, it must be holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tumar, no, really holds like Rabbi Shimon. Aye, why is this nest muksa? On the ispe efroyach meis. There's a dead chicken in it. A dead chicken is not royu for the a person, and it's not royu for an animal either, for a kelev either. That's what we're learning right now. Why not? Because muksa, since it died on Shabbos, you can't use it even for klavim. Now we're never going to even for Rav Shimon, it's like that. If you have a dead efroyach, you can't use it for klavim. Since it dies on Shabbos, even Rav Shimon will agree that you can't do that. It says you'll have to cut nevela for the klavim on Shabbos. So Rashi says, no, that's talking about Misakenis, that it was the animal that died on Shabbos was in danger before Shabbos. But a healthy animal dies on Shabbos, maybe Rav Shimon, right now we're assuming a healthy animal dies on Shabbos, fear of Shimon is muksa, and therefore we're saying, here, Kuliyama, this nest will be muksa, why? Because it has a freyach mace in it. Just to speak out, the Taisus asks, why don't we say there's a live freyach in it? So Taisus has a tzad to say that maybe a live chicken is not muksa because children could play with it, they enjoy it. Well, the Maisa, Tosis argues, and all the Rishonim argue, and I say, this is Mishat, why you didn't say a live chicken? Because on a live chicken, it's not muksa, because you just send it away, and then you give metaltal the nest. And that's what we paskin, that a Baal Chai is muksa. But there's a Tosis here that brings down Shittas Rav Yosef, who's matir a Baal Chai, just a Yediyah Baal. So what's the Mara answering? That even though we hold a Rav Shimon, still the nest could be muksa. Why? Because it has a dead Afrayach in it, and we're saying it's not royu for klavim. That's only good according to Mar Bar Meimar that says that Rav Shimon was moida that a Baal Chaim that died on Shabbos is muksa because it wasn't in danger before Shabbos. Elamar Brei Rav Yosef Shmei the Rava Adama Cholokoy Rav Shimon Afilu Baal Chaim Shemesu, but according to Mar Brei Rav Yosef the holder Rav Shimon holds it's no muksa even if it dies on Shabbos, v'alchayim v'shem v'tarim, ma'ik le'meima. What are you going to say? The case of Freyach Meis is not a good case, because it's not muksa according to Rav Shimon. Why not? Because I give it to a dog. I died on Shabbos. No, this man never holds. Even dies on Shabbos, it's not muksa according to Rav Shimon. And for the Gemara Chamayaskino, the is bay beya. New teretz. Didn't have a freyach mace. Had an egg in it. And an egg is muksa because it's noilad. And then even Rav Shimon agrees. Freyach the Gemara. Maybe Rav Shimon argues that also. Om Rav Nachman, man the islay muksa islay noilad. Man the Yama holds a muksa, which is Rabbi Yehuda, holds a noilad. Holds that something that's born on Shabbos muksa. The lestay muksa, which is Rav Shimon, lestay noilad. If you look at that, Bezin Beya handles this thing. But it comes out that maybe Rav Shimon holds there's no muksa either. So there's not good teretz either. And for the Gemara, the final teretz, the isbei beitza sefroyach. There's a egg that has a chicken in it. It didn't hatch yet. That type of egg is not royu for a person because it has a chicken in it. You can't eat it. It's nevela. And it's not royu for a kelev either because a kelev doesn't like a beya with a shell. He doesn't like an egg with a shell. I let the person take off the shell and give it to the kelev. You're not allowed to do that because making it into oichel, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So the case is, it has a freyach, beitza freyach, and that's why it's muksa. So coming out that this kina is muksa in fear of Shimon because there's a beitza freyach. What was the Gemara Shaila then? So what was the Shaila? This Saba asked Rabbi Yechanan, is a kina muksa? What do you mean? It has a beitza freyach, and it was the Shaila. So Tais explains, the Shaila was, is a mutter to shake off the beya on Shabbos? Why? Is it a bus or not? And what's the shiloh? Because a bus is only a bus if you put it there b'das. Here, the chicken put it here. It wasn't put b'das. So what's the tzad? The tzad here is b'das is because since it's made for chickens, it's set aside for that. That's called das. And Rav Shimon Taka answers, it's like maniach, it's like I put it there b'das, and it's also al bus, and you can't shake it off. It's taka muksa, even according to Rav Shimon. So right now we're saying that Rabbi Yechon really paskins like Rav Shimon. He also Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Rav Yechanan Loch Krav Yehuda. Rav Yitzchak says no. Rav Yechanan says not like that. He says Loch Krav Yehuda. Rav Shuma Levi Omar Loch Krav Shimon. Shuma Levi says Loch Krav Shimon. Omar Rav Yosef, Hayu the Amar Rabbi Avchanan Rav Yechanan. That we said before. Rabbi Avchanan said Shem Rav Yechanan. Omru Loch Krav Shimon. Omru he was saying Rav Yechanan was saying that's what the Bnei Yeshiva say. But Leila Svila, he doesn't hold like that. So he passed like Rav Yehuda. Only a bailer of Yosef, Alei Tizbura, you didn't chap that yourself, without this Rabbi Yitzchak, you didn't chap yourself that we can't pass Rabbi Yechanan, can't pass like Rabbi Shimon, Alei Tizbura, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Harab Abba, I'll tell you a story, Harab Abba, Rabbi Asi, which were Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan, Iklu Be Rabbi Abba, the Mechefa, they came to Rabbi Abba Mechefa, Venofa Manarata, Glimad Rabbi Asi, and a menorah fell on the cloak of Rabbi Asi, and this menorah was lit from Ben Hashemashes, and Veloy Tiltli wasn't Metaltli. Why not? Because Migul is Katsoi. So you see that he holds like Rav Yehuda, because since it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, also the whole Shabbos, even though now it's out. My time, Malavish and Darv Asi, Talmid Rav Yechanan, Hava Rav Yechanan Rav Yehuda Svilei. That's why they want Metaltli the menorah. This the Muksa. Omle, no, Menarta Kamris, Menarta Shani. A menorah is different. It's not because of Muksa of Migul is Katsoi, it's a different reason. Dom Rav Acha Bachanina Rav Asi, Hoyra Shlokish Vetzidon, Menoira tells you the Achas Mutter. Shlokish said, a Menoira that you could carry with one hand, a small Menoira is Mutter Tatla, Vishteyodov Osel Tatla. If it's a Menoira that you have to carry with two hands, it's Osel Tatla. We'll see why. Rabbi Yechonama, no, Onu Ein Lonuel Benerik Rav Shimon, by Mias, Muxmachs Mias, the Pastor Rav Shimon. Ava Menoira, Bein Nitla Beyodi Achas, Bein Nitla Beyodov is Osel Tatla, it's Osel Timotatlit. And therefore, a special reason why Menorah is also Taltla wouldn't be a raya that holds like Rav Yehuda. And therefore, you need Rav Yitzchak to tell us that Rav Yechanan holds like Rav Yehuda. And why exactly is a Menorah special that you can't move it? We'll see, Mitzvah Shem, on the next shir on Daf Memvav.